People buy emotionally. They only make decisions intellectually. This Sandler rule has been used over the years by thousands of Sandler-trained salespeople around the world who know the first step in getting a prospect emotional and to buy is to bond with him by establishing rapport. On this CD, you will hear how establishing rapport is a process of understanding and using the elements of communication effectively. Tonality, physiology, and verbal skills, listening skills, and knowing whether your client is visual, auditory, or kinesthetic. The Sandler-trained salesperson uses bonding and rapport to bring down the walls put up by all prospects.
One stigma attached to some salespeople is that they tend to be oriented toward the technical or intellectual aspect of the product or service. The problem is, however, if your prospect or customer buys emotionally, but you use a technical approach in your selling, guess what happens? All too often, not much. And you miss an opportunity to connect with your prospect, despite your technical skills, and you don't make the sale. So how do you achieve both? Well, the first step in dealing with new prospects and your current customers is to connect with them. No, I'm not talking about anything mystical or phony. I'm talking about a very simple technique, universal to all people, that applies to both prospects and customers alike. The concept is called bonding. This CD will explain the bonding and rapport compartment of the Sandler submarine. Rapport and building relationships with your clients and prospects carries over through each compartment of the submarine. People also buy from people with whom they're comfortable. The goal in bonding and establishing rapport is to have the ability to make people feel comfortable with you. Remember the old expression, "You are my friend when you walk in my moccasins." If in selling situations or when you're dealing with present clients, you could internalize this single expression, even without any added selling techniques, you would notice a couple of things. You'll feel more comfortable when dealing with other people. They, in turn, will feel more comfortable dealing with you. And since people buy from people they trust and feel comfortable around, your selling will improve. It's that simple. People do business with people they like and who are like them. So how do you walk in someone else's moccasins? Practice, patience, and show a genuine sensitivity for the other person's position. Stay emotionally detached from your sales call. There's you, the salesperson, and there's the other guy, your prospect. And then there's also another you, the objective, emotionally disconnected, logical adult, watching the dynamics between the first two participants. You should keep this in mind when you go on a sales call and try out what you learned in this module. Another way to put it, focus all your attention on your prospect, not on yourself. Don't be eye-centered. Be prospect-centered. And here's some more food for thought. Even though bonding and rapport is the first of seven compartments in the submarine, your bonding and rapport is happening from the moment you make that first cold call, more likely a referral call, all the way through to when you get the order, and then through client development. Bonding and rapport is not just the first compartment in the submarine. Bonding and rapport with your prospects must be happening all the time. Like David Sandler would say, the meter's always running. So let's hear Sandler in action.
You know, you have to sell a firstborn different than you sell an eighthborn. Have you ever been in a, can you imagine an eighthborn person, loose, relaxed, understand, you know, firstborn people don't know anything about other people. They don't know how to share, right? And then you get somebody who's eighthborn and grew up, you know, just trying to get something to eat. Right? Fighting, arm wrestling at the dinner table, never had anything that was their own, never had a brand new anything. Everything was somebody else's. Can you imagine this eighth-born person walking in with this architect with that one of those big rolls in the tubes that they have under their arm? And this architect's eighth-born, as an example, calling on this firstborn, and he walks in the guy's office and he says, "Sir, I want to show you this," and moves everything on his desk. How many people in this room can't stand to have anybody touch what's on your desk? Can you imagine a salesman calling you and say, "Look, can I just move this around for you, please? It's over. First 30 seconds, it doesn't make a difference what you say after that." How many firstborns have ever been out with some seventhborn that doesn't know how to eat with their mouth closed? Think you're going to close that lunch deal, right? How about when somebody, firstborns, how about when they borrow your number two pencil that you have in the jar standing tall, sharp, and they break the point? This young lady just went crazy. I can't stand those things, right? You got them all sharp? How about a used eraser? How about a pencil without an eraser? The metal kind? You know the metal kind? The neck? Now, don't you see? Just a few quick examples. Some of you either identify with that. Now, there's a lady that went berserk when I said broke the point. Somebody over here is saying, why is she doing that? I've never had a sharp point on a pencil yet. Hey, I don't know how those people write with those things that just have those little stubs on them when you finally get down to the little paper part. You can't write anymore. So there's a go to your self-help section of your bookstore. You're never going to have to learn any more about sales training. I'm going to teach you, and my people are going to teach you, the president's going to teach you everything you ever need to know about sales. We're going to teach you some things about people, but spend all of your time in the bookstore going over to the psychology and the self-help section and get everything you can get on understanding people and understanding yourself. Learn about people. That's called bonding and rapport. So you walk in someone's office, they ask you if you want a cup of coffee. You know what you're going to say? Are you going to have a cup of coffee? Hate coffee. Can you imagine salesperson saying, oh, I like that. You know, after all, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. You probably had to run to get to the appointment. You may be one of those coffee people. You haven't had a cup of coffee yet. Guy said, want a cup of coffee? Oh, yeah, I'll have a cup of coffee. And he hates coffee. It's over. You're there. You think you're there for a one-hour presentation. You have 15 seconds to screw it up. Are you going to have a cup of coffee, sir? Yeah, I always drink my coffee black. How do you want yours? Oh, I carry my own cream and sugar, sir. Can you see that? I mean, you've got to be careful. Selling is a fine-edged business. The difference between making a sale and losing a sale is not like this. It's like this.